News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 22 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 27th of May 2023.
And in this edition, the RealSam pocket phone and media player, RNIB's eye health information team, motion detecting home lights and a dual voice talking clock.
As we hope you know by now, we welcome phoned-in messages or messages recorded on your smartphone and then emailed to us on anything practical to do with living with sight loss. And that, as we've heard recently from Chris in Greater Manchester, can be a recommendation for a product, or in this case, a change to a product. The in-your-pocket multifunction smartphone and audio player.
I'd like to mention the apps that are going to be coming on in your pocket very soon. One of the first ones is the WhatsApp. Thank you very much.
Now, if you haven't come across it before, the RealSam Pocket, also known as In Your Pocket, is a voice-controlled device that's been designed especially for people with sight loss. It combines a customised smartphone with a media player and personal assistance tools. Away from the phone side of things, RealSam Pocket offers access to more than 100,000 books, those in the RNIB library, Caliber Audio library and other audiobook libraries, with no borrowing limits or additional costs. You can search for, then stream the audiobooks just by using your voice. You can also use RealSam Pocket to access the RNIB newsagent service, again at no additional cost, and that'll give you access to more than 275 talking newspapers and magazines each day. But it is essentially a phone, a Samsung X-Cover 5 waterproof handset to be precise, and it's available with built-in things like a video magnifier, optical character recognition and object recognition, internet radio, podcasts and access to news. And that's all searchable again by voice. And as we heard there from Chris in Greater Manchester, soon to be added is the WhatsApp messaging app. We've been in touch with RealSam and they say that they don't have a precise date for that yet, but they are certainly working on it. It has a selection of personal assistance tools, including a world clock and weather app, and you can also set reminders for various tasks you need to do. It provides outdoor navigational support as well, because RealSam Pocket can tell you where you are and what's around you. There are two payment plans for the device of £26.99 or £32.99 a month, depending on how much data you want to use. But you can buy the phone up front as well. If you'd like to find out any more, you can phone the In Your Pocket helpline on 01733514612. That's 01733514612, or you can email them at helpline@realsam.co.uk.
InfoSound.
RNIB has an eye health information team which is available to consult Monday to Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. They can help people to get more information or understanding of their particular eye condition, including the effects of their eye condition, what treatments are available and how to access them, how to protect their remaining eyesight, advice on low vision and spectacle prescriptions, and RNIB can send out a relevant eye condition booklet if applicable. They should also have information about charities and support groups that can offer further help. To get in touch with RNIB's eye health information team, just call the central helpline number on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or you can email helpline@rnib.org.uk.
InfoSound.
Now, it's always interesting to hear about a new spin on an old idea, and I think that's probably a fair way to describe a suggestion that Anita Plant, low vision advisor at the Partially Sighted Society, who joins us now, has for us, I believe. And it's something that, Anita, your clients have talked to you about.
Yes, So lighting in the home, as we know, is really important. And one of the issues that crops up often is, you know, when people get up at night to go to the toilet and they can't see where they're going. So what quite a few people have said to me that they use is a motion or heat sensor light, so that as you approach it, it will come on and light the area that you need it to.
Is that a light then that covers the bathroom itself or the hallway, or indeed could it be both?
Well, you can have it wherever you want to, because there are lots of different ones on the market. So one of my clients was telling me he's got it quite low on the hallway outside his bathroom and then one in the bathroom. So it's lighting the floor area for him. That's where he finds it useful. So they are available from a number of different places, and sometimes you can actually buy packs of them, so you can kind of pop them, you know, wherever you feel you need them around the home. But because there's motion sensors or even heat sensors, you don't need to worry about turning them on. They just light up as you get towards them.
And of course they turn themselves off as well. Are these generally battery powered or mains powered?
I think they'd probably be battery powered.
Hence the idea you were saying you can buy them in packs and then sort of light your route, as it were.
Yeah, and I would imagine that a lot of them would be USB powered as well, so rechargeable. So they probably use LEDs and you would just plug them in and recharge them when they need to.
An important thing, lighting in the home always, and these days because of this kind of technology, can be done in very different ways to maybe even 10 years ago.
Yes, and actually one of my clients told me about quite a fun, but I think quite a useful one. It's a toy light, so it's an LED night toilet light with a motion sensor. So what this does is it actually hooks over the edge of the toilet bowl and it lights up the toilet bowl as you walk towards it.
What will they think of next?
I know, and you can get them in lots of different colours. So.
Variety always a good thing. Yeah. Anita, thank you. Great ideas, and highlighting again the importance of lighting around the home. So thanks indeed for that.
Thank you.
InfoSound. Cobalt Systems sells a range of talking clocks and watches. In the clock range, these include an analogue radio-controlled clock, a retro radio-controlled calendar clock with inside and outside thermometer, an atomic radio-controlled calendar alarm clock, a travel clock, a traditional-style alarm clock, you know, the one with the bells on the top, and this one, a dual-voice clock with selectable male,
9:17 a.m.
and female,
9:20 a.m.
voices. With an all-silver front and a large rectangular liquid crystal display in the centre, with four function control buttons underneath, this clock measures 124 millimetres wide, 82 millimetres high and 46 millimetres deep. By pressing the large button on the top of the clock, the current time will be announced in whichever voice you choose. The clock has a daily alarm and the option to set an hourly report. It also has a switch on the back to adjust the volume. It's powered by two AA batteries, which are included, and the price is £19.95. Further details about this T22 talking dual voice clock, or any of the other talking clocks and watches they sell, are available direct from Cobalt by phoning 01 493 700172. That's 01 493 700172. 172, or by emailing sales@cobalt.co.uk.